Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network on Cosmic Philosopher and Tim Aldred. Well, today, I am feeling pretty good. I'm getting to see deeper and deeper in myself, realizing what, you know, certain possibilities are. When it comes to what I am to expect, future expectation in my life, what it is to me to have present experience, it's not about a but. It's about what I have in mind, what I am thinking. And I'm thinking about the kind of experience that I may have in the future compared to what I am having now, is very thought engaging to me, because I have yet to learn more about myself. It's been a mind traveling thing for me to grow up in church and to come into a realization that I never thought it would be something of my experience, because I couldn't imagine it, what I am now experiencing by way of knowledge and the view of the world and the people, you know, with everything else. However, creation of people like me is very, very, is very astonishing. When one is not thinking along this line about themselves, because as far as I can see, people are living and dying without having a material sense of who they are and the world around them, and, you know, able to equate other people as on the same creation experience, because we are created beings. We did not create ourselves. And what I come to understand, I mean, to see myself, let's say, on the wrong end of the stick, that, I mean, for a better word or phrase, it's strange, because I thought that people just mourn as I see them and just doing the things we do. I just couldn't see that there is problems that so strange between one set of people and another set of people. That I did not expect. What did I expect? Well, I expect the usual thing of seeing people and everything we have in common in the context of the way of life. And when I say the way of life, I mean we cannot change anything. We cannot deny we have the same way of life. We're, you know, it's not two roads crossing each other. We are on one road. There is no junction. And the context that I'm speaking in about that is we have a head, and we have brain in it, and we have the face of the head, and we have the side, two sides here, you know, I mean, cavity, and we have, you know, and there is a passage in our ears going into our brain. We are created beings this way, all of us. I mean, even to animals, with the difference of DNA form and structure apart from that. But we have a mouth to eat, and, you know, we and the animals don't necessarily look alike in that way. But if you're talking about civilized people, and unfortunately, white people are not included in civilized people, because the way they become to look like humans don't qualify them to be civilized humans. Doesn't make any sense. Somebody rob and kill and become fortunate for their sake to be what they are today. I mean, and you have some people, for example, a thing that they call plastic. You know, people use, do plastic surgery, like to on their nose, and you know, they say their face in general, whereas they're getting older, and they have wrinkles and stuff like that. I'm saying, if somebody is so old, like they like 50, and they do plastic surgery, and now they look like they are, say, 45 or 35, you know, and you see them and say, oh. Now, they're not really 35 or 45 like they look. They're not. Because their genome that caused them to look like that, they are really as old as their birth certificate say, you know what I mean? So, what I'm saying to you is that when somebody do an addition to themselves that create unnatural looks, you know, I mean, how much are they, what is the context of value that they get for doing that? Appearance, right? But it is not a biological asset. Not genuine biological asset, if you see what I mean. So white people that we are looking at now like they are civilized people, we're wrong. When you look at them and like they are forcing us to, we hybrid people. White people are forcing us to accept them as civilized people, you know that? Yeah. Are they running all the business in the world? How did they get to do that? Criminality. And we are right here, go to church and stuff like that, and those things are homosexual stuff. You know what I mean? Everything that we are governed by is homosexual. And homosexuals are primates. That's where they come from. And what they do make them look like human beings. And the world history textbook tell you that they are apes. Look like human. So now they are compared to be human because they make themselves look like human beings. And guess what? A lot of people, I mean, hybrid people, may never get over seeing them and regard them human being, anthropic human being. So, if there are any type of human being, they are not anthropic human being. You see what I mean? And we are not connected to the cosmos like that. You cannot be awarded civilized attributes to folks who are hominin. White people come from hominin, and they don't want the world to know that because they are enjoying a lot of legacies. Legacies how? They have laws that they make up when they disregard civilized law and law codes. Google Sumerian. And it will tell you that Sumerians established the first civilized human, the first human law. Where did Sumerian come from? They won't be able to tell you that. They won't tell you that. Just like how in the Bible they don't tell you what Adam and Eve, where is the garden where they were created. Right? People has developed the craft long time to tell people something, but cannot validate it is true. So they tell you, just believe it. Jesus don't exist, but they're telling you Jesus is your Savior and Lord. He died for your sin. They even write prophecies that is to be fulfilled by Jesus. They don't fulfill. No prophecy fulfill about no Jesus. And I can tell you, if you ask me, how do I know that? By reading the Bible. And there was a time, I can tell you, I wouldn't see that in the Bible when I read it from, say, my early teens until I'm over middle age. I didn't see it until something happened to my reading attitude. My reading attitude was one developed in my home where everybody pray to Jesus. Or pray to God through Jesus. That's the way I was. So I believe everything. So there was no real, test or nothing like that to test whether or not you are understanding the Bible, right? Now, any foolishness you talk about the Bible is all right. And people believe, as long as you're saying something that sounds like you agree with Jesus, everybody will say amen to what you say. And so, I feel very, very, disheveled. And I'm seeing, whereas my dependence on the divine used to have a certain context. Now, I have to be learning more about my existence and my attitude toward life because I wasn't taught it from the Bible. Now, when you grow up with the biblical ideology about God and Christ, which don't exist at all. And in my former years, if somebody said that, I would be lost because that's all that is imparted to me is things about God and his Father, Jesus Christ. Now, how can something like that is 100% false is the only thing I know. Why? It shows the vulnerability of a person's mind, if you were born and raised up and taught certain things, it is not going to be an easy. It's not going to be an easy thing for that to get out of you. It's not going to be easy for you to get belief implantation, because it is too settled within you for the truth. And going to have a rude awakening someday if you realize it's not true. Let's say if your reading habit is changed like mine, you're going to find out that you believe a lot of foolishness. It's not true. And you're going to feel bad to see that you are filled with a lot of foolishness. How are you going to get to what is true and to make your life worthwhile? It's going to be tough. So now, having your mind set on salvation and forgiveness of sin, and come to find out just not true. Right? You find out it is not true. It's a sad, sad situation. The thing is, if you are tough enough to face your own self that is full of belief, not knowledge, you can go on and begin to find your way to find what is really true. Because when you come to that experience, you know, where you realize that you believe a lot of foolishness in a book that you trust, and you can't trust it no more, now you have to be busy looking for where are you to turn to know what is true. Because to be in this world and you are full up of church belief, and only to find out church belief is not true, well, your sense is probably going to tell you, well, the truth exists, though you don't know it. Where are you going to go to find it? Well, somehow, to start finding the truth, if you are a good thinker, you will begin to find out gradually. I don't say it's going to be quick, but it really depends on the way you are thinking and whatever basis of clarity you have in your head. But it is very likely that a person will think and say, well, you know what? I go have to search to find the truth. There is history and so on, so on, so on. And you start to be hopeful that a better view of the world exists and you only need to find it. So, I realize it's like, let's say my parents have a piece of land and the neighbor took it away, right? When my parents died, they took over the land and say it's not mine or ours, me and my siblings. How are we going to now redeem our land? Well, we're going to have to get some legal help to address that. So it's not that you need to just go about your business and let them keep the land. Because if you're sure that the land is yours, these people is not supposed to have it. Well, that's the situation the African people are in. You know, it's like when they write in the Bible about Jacob and Esau, and Jacob stole his brother's birthright. It's the same situation. These white people, they use that. I think they make that story up because I don't think it is in reality. I know Cain killed Abel appears to be in line with our history, that something like that happened. The thing about it is this history is telling us that something happened 200,000 years ago. It's not like something coming from far back in millions of years gone by. You know? Because that's the impression I get from what the Bible is teaching, is that the when Adam and Eve were created, it seemed like it's way back in millions of years ago. That's the way it appears. You see, but now knowing that the white people, they write those stories in the Bible, and they are not specific about what they are writing, so they only want to give you the front end of stuff. They don't care about the back end. They might tell you about the front end impression they want us to have, right? So there are a lot of things that confront me, because things confront me now for me to confront what I see. And that is, the impression we get coming up in the church is like there is no legal system at all. You know? Coming up in the church is like there is no legal system that runs the world. But that's not true. But the church orients us to think that way, that my parents, them, didn't know anything else besides the church. You see, and there is some legal institution in Jamaica that the British people them set up. It take a long time before my sense about, you know, legal institution. It take a while. It take a while for me to understand what a court is and deals with the society problem and things like that. But it take a long time before I read what the world government, because we just come up like cattle into the British system in Jamaica. We don't know anything, right? So we've been treated like cattle. Oh, we too far away from knowing what is reality, right? So progressing my knowledge about the world, it has been a gradual thing to where I come to realize that the Bible is not a civilized book. It doesn't have anybody to certify it that any of the stories are true. Start with Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and all that, the first, what they call Torah. You know, them things are a whole lot of, you know, like, it is like psychologically speaking, I likened it to be when the process of crossing in hybridization, when they do back crossing, introgression, which is crossing one life with another, make up one individual being with two different beings. You call that species, right? So if you wind up into back crossing, introgression, you will not be exactly the species them where you come from. You will not be, you're going to be half and half of those two beings that you are now making to an hybrid, come from two type of lives. And so I am thinking along this line. Along the line that we are grown up and are taught certain things and we don't know anything better than what we are taught. Because we come from two different life forms into one individual. So what happens when you grow up with this confusion? Kind of a legal jurisdiction are you under? Before we are born, those who are ahead of us, who develop some sense of rearranging our biological development, they were able to pull and fix up all kind of something. And when it comes to legal jurisdiction, let's say of the place where you're living, and there is conflict, how are you going to know where you belong? Because there is education for you to get, for you to understand what the people ahead of you did and what your origin is. Your origin and what transpired, what make you you? You know what I mean? If nobody is going to teach you your origin, you goose cook. You know what I mean? You'll never know if nobody don't tell you. All right. In our case where we grow up into church and think that, you know, we were born in sin and God gave his son to die for us and all that. All kind of foolishness. But God beget a son. God is a spirit. And Jesus, you know, in Jesus, Jesus is in three person. You know, our God is in three person. And all kind of foolishness. All kind of foolishness. All right. Now, we come to understand that our creation is not what the Bible says. And we understand that the Bible is not certified to tell anybody anything about their origin. But yet still, there's a story in the Bible, in the beginning, God create this and create that. And none of it is true.
And now, kingship is the government. If you read in history, you will find out a government been there long before our time and long before the time of the white people. But the white people have a miserable story to tell about who they are. And if we are not taught in history who the white people are in origin, like which species they come from, if we are not taught that, we cannot know who they are. I mean, people who look like us, talk like us, do business like us, if you don't learn who they are, you will never know who they are. And when you find out that white people of all, white people, not Indian, not India, not Chinese or Hispanic, white people is known in history to be from Europe. And you read in the world history record that they develop in Africa and go into Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago. You come and you learn this. You get a chance to get a bite of reality and civilization that has a record. So World History Textbook is a book that has information where we can read and get a view of the human world, right? Now, you expect that the history is going to tell you the truth because there is nothing else to rely on. After people are dead long ago, they don't come here as a ghost and tell you anything about history. So what is written for the word history means a record of the past. You don't expect that anybody is going to write something for real and it come on down for thousands of years and you have the right to say it's not true. It's not going to happen, you know. If you have a birth certificate and you're 50 years of age or 60 years of age, there is nothing else that is more believable than your certificate, you know, that at the time, the year is stamped on your certificate, you know, and you find out, wow, you're old, you know what I mean? You're 60, you know, going to 70 years of age. And you have to accept and believe this as knowledge. You know, if you didn't have it as knowledge, you don't believe it. You don't believe in it. But if the thing by a certificate, by the people who are living back there, not unless if you think that you living here today, you're not endowed with the right to write you on what you call it, autobiography, right? You can write you an autobiography, and it's going to be here as long as preservation lasts with that writing. So what I'm saying to you is, how do we come to know who we are when we have a structure and form of real record of the past that we depend on, right? Now, we are faced with dealing with record of the past that has jurisdiction over everything. If you see what I'm trying to say. Now, we find out that there is law and order on this planet. And we get to know when. Mm.
few okay, my friend, I'm coming back, right back. Sorry about that. What I'm saying is, I grew up in a world full of snare. Imagine, I grew up and I have parents who don't know anything at all about record of the past. You know, to prepare us children for what we are facing was not prepared at all. Just was not prepared. How can a world get so chaotic? Where the most gross ideas float, like a great steam liner. How come? Now, do you understand that I grow up in an environment in Jamaica where everybody understands that you don't steal other people's things. If you take what is not yours, you're stealing. And imagine, how do we know that? You know, how we who are descendants of slaves in Jamaica, how do we come to know that you don't take other people's things? On every level, you don't take people's things. You know, you ask for things when it's not yours. Now, how can a simple principle like that be abolished by a certain group of people just decide that, you know, what you have is theirs. And all they need to do is make laws and take what is yours away from you. So, just think that if you're like me, we grow up into the law-abiding situation, only to find invaders invade your jurisdiction and decide now that your jurisdiction is no longer yours. It will be theirs. And you are their victims. They will tell you what God to believe in and everything. How about that? And you don't have any sense that there is law governing you. You're goose cook. All right. We have a picture right here in America of that scenario. And let me give you what the scenario is, because a lot of us don't know it. Go back 200,000 years ago. Neither you or I were around 200,000 years ago. But that's when hybrid people were created 200,000 years ago. Now, this is making the reference I'm drawing very simple. Making it very simple. If you've been following what I'm trying to bring into view from Jamaica and wherever you are brought up in the world, you can identify with the situation that I'm talking about. Talk about America. Who was in America 200,000 years ago? Nobody was in America, right? I don't have any history to show any humankind was in America 200,000 years ago. Who was in South Africa 200,000 years ago? The Elohim, the gods. And go there right now. You can see civilization, people of civilization were in South Africa. The Elohim's been here 450,000 years ago. All right? But we, hybrid people, were not around. We were not created yet. We were not created yet. So take, you know, a wide or a narrow view of this thing. We were not created yet. Civilized human beings were not created yet. That's what the historic record is showing. And you can get a verifiable, certified evidence of what I'm saying. And in this case, I'll bring you to this. I'll bring you to civilization in Africa. Stones. Africa, civilization in stones and civilization in Africa. Michael Tellinger. He brings this story to us. And a whole lot of pictures that tells us many things. Right? Yes. And so, my friends, I am saying to you that civilization was never here. You see? Civilization was never here. But who was here at that time when the gods came here and work all over the planet but settled in Habzu, South Africa, where they dredged the four rivers and many other things, make pyramids and all that kind of stuff. Now, what I'm saying to you is, who was around at the time when, say, 450,000 years ago? The white people ancestors were here. They left Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. The world history textbooks say that. All right? Now, this is very critical for us to understand because we're talking about record of the past on white people that is here quite a bit, a few generations now, talking. Now, it is important to understand that according to the World History Textbook, when the white people ancestors were in Africa, they were stone tool makers. They are the first hominid, ape, not ape-like, but ape. They are, look like human beings. That's what the history says. I can read it to you so you understand exactly what I'm saying. Okay? Yes. Now, here it is. This is where we call in the beginning on what they write in the Bible about in the beginning God. It's crap. It's nonsense. It's not record of the past. It's what white people write. And they didn't write it during the time 3.5 million years ago. They didn't write nothing about anything. They didn't write, period. They never spoke words. Okay? So just, you know, figure what I'm saying because I'm looking at the World History Textbook right now. And as long as you have good enough orbital to understand what's going on. Okay? Because there are artifacts and stuff leave behind for us to understand. So now I'm going to tell you about the early development creatures that we will later begin to talk about humans. It begins with hominid, which means apes. You search for the word hominid and you will see what it tells you. Hominid. Or I will just tell you right now before I go further what the dictionary says here on Google. When you say hominid, it shows some pictures. It shows skulls and it shows hominid really look like humans. Look like. But they are not humans because you can see by their structure and form that they are ape men. They are like ape men and ape women, male and female. So it says here, hominidae, whose members are known as the great apes. Talking about white people. These are the first type of human looking like human creatures. Okay? You say they are known as the great apes. Hominids are the taxonomic family of primates that includes 8 extinct species. So they have different species in the ape family, not outside, in the ape family. Four genera. Pongo, gorilla, pan, and homo. You hear this? Homo? Of which only modern humans remains. You see, when them say modern humans remain, it means that they are the ones that interbreed with a different taxonomic group of people, which is the wise sapien. They mingle. Okay? Now, they begin to look like human beings. Okay? So this is what we are talking about. They have the potential to become, to talk and get education and be like the African hybrid people, but they only look alike. You see what I mean? They only look alike, but you could see they have a shape that begin to portend, you know, some kind of a like quality of humankind. But the point is, later on down the road, 250,000 years ago, there was a human species, a real human species, but wasn't developed enough to talk. That is a third development above these apes. Okay? So what I'm trying to say to you now is that the chain of life along the human line, the first ever was the hominid, the apes. Now, so they came in 3.5 million years ago and developed into Africa. So you can see them and see like, oh, when it says that they could make stone tool, you could say, well, that was their grade. That was their grade of some kind of a humanity. But as it is said in the history, the hominid is the earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. And they never do anything more than to make stone tools and light a fire. That's all they could do. So they could hunt any other form of life that they can heat and stuff like that. They used to hunt, right? And they were called Australopithecines or Southern Apes by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in Eastern and Southern Africa. They were the first hominids, okay, walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. They have called Kenyanthropus pletiop, the flat face man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old, a second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus,
upright walking, right? Upright human being, right? Like I illustrate to you that they were walking upright, but you can see definitely their structure is that of the ape. Primates, right? So primate level creatures are distinctively, they don't have anything that is called anthropology. Anthropology it is anatomic. Primates are different from anatomic human being, okay? Because anatomic anthropology do not originate from apes, okay? And so what divides them is not just their looks, is blood. Yeah, it is blood, okay? Shape too, but it is the blood that really matters. Anatomic human being started with the species called Wise Sapien. So remove even higher from the Wise Sapien is the hybrid. That's what is causing a lot of a problem today, because the white people don't want to expose the distinction that they are not anatomic human beings. They are calling themselves anatomic human beings because of what they did to look like real human being and talk like real human being. That's a problem. That now they decide to like shove the real anatomic human being aside and take control, or the one that rules the world. And they can't. They'll never be able to do that. So they come and killing everybody just like they are out there, I mean, as primates, with the little different biological increase that they add to themselves. They can't rule anything. And everything they know, they learn it from anatomic people. That is what we're supposed to know. Otherwise, the confusion is going to destroy all of us that are anatomic people. If we don't get to know the truth about ourselves, they will destroy us like they destroy the Neanderthals. And today, writing all kind of foolishness about themselves like being the anatomic hybrid people. The distinction, the taxonomy is very, very distinctive with the distinction between they and us. And when they come and talk about, they're taking away everything that we have, everywhere we settle, they come and take it away. Now, if we don't get into our right minds, they'll kill us off. You see what I mean? The difference in the world when it comes to civilization. Now, when did they become civilized? It's something that white people must tell. When did they become civilized? You know, what happened to them once they were up in Europe? What happened to the white people? Because see the picture here in which they were, you know, they walked naked. They didn't have on the clothes or not like that. And they'd wear animal skin, you know, for any type of covering, I guess, when it time get cold or something like that. They use animal skin, animals that they hunt and eat for food. They take the skin. So these white people, in their origin, they know nothing at all about civilization. Nothing. And like the history says, they make some tools. That's it. So how do they evolve now to be talking about, since say 75,000 years ago, they start to run all over the place and begin to steal and become a criminal and stuff like that, until they were able to finish what they did with the Neanderthals, with the wise sapien people like you and I. I mean, they come and look like us and talk like us, and they get to learn things. Everything that they are today, they learn it from us. All right. They didn't have no law and order. You let them show you we're in Europe. They had law and order. No, everything they have as law and order, it's under AD, under Domini, and that is after they intermingle with our people and steal and do all kind of thing and remove over to a king and all this kind of stuff. That's since then. Everything is after AD, under Domini. Now, if we allow them to come and tell us that they have AD, under Domini, as rule over us, then it means that when they did the back crossing and introgression and miscegenation, that's where we get dumped. That's where we get dumped, because when we teach them civilization and they learn like we do, we should know that what we were doing. We should know, because they are a competition. If they were going to behave like they understand what civilized life is and have a life of their own and stuff like that, they don't know to maintain their own life. Though they know some things, but they are smart enough to know to behave in these kind of a little tricky way and get enough knowledge to be on their own, while they're going to decide and say, we have to, like, be under them. We can't be under them. We be under them because we something get to our head and we are not understanding what civilization is, just like they do, right? Those of us who lose our minds, that's where we go, under the dump. And they are going to keep us under the dump. As long as we don't wake up and understand our position, they make government and we fall under their government when they learn from our government and then pull us underneath, feed them AD and Adamani government, where where does the jurisdiction, or where do they get the precedent from to have a government? They don't have any. They do not have any, but we lose our mind 100,000 years ago. And this is what I want people to understand. Okay? That these people come from out of the monkey jungle and come to where they are here today, where they're talking about modern man. We are not modern. There's nothing about an atomic human being that is modern. The point is, we have laws and countries that are first Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You know, it bothers me that we don't have anybody today that is standing up and articulate, make that distinction, and drive these butu white people out. Now, when you look at a guy like Biden sitting, as you know, dressed nicely like Obama, a president, for over us, an atomic human being, then you realize, well, you know what? I'm glad my eye opened. I am glad my eye opened. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't matter which way you look at it. These ape-like, look-like human beings got to go. They got to go. They got to go. Because they can't take our laws and use it. No. And they don't attempt. They only... what they have done is adopt a style from our establishment. And then they go out and make up all of these sodomite establishments that look like ours, but their rhetoric, the thing that they are talking about, is not civilization. It's not civilization. And the point is, look at the way things play out. So 100,000 years, some of our people began to leave Africa. And that's when these hominids caught our people whilst they were in transit out, coming to the Western world. That's when the whole shebang took place, the killing and the interbreeding of our people until the lesser become the greater. You see what I mean? And all we need to do, stand our ground. For them to come and say they're taking over from us. You know, I mean, come on. Listen to me. You see, the first thing they do is stop making stone tools and begin to make real weapons, don't you see? Yeah. And that is their protection, you know, see? All right. Well, we are higher than that. We are higher than any type of bombs and guns that they begin to use now. It's not their product, and they would want the world to think it's theirs. Yeah, but them a monkey. They're still monkeys. Modern man is not to mingle with prehistory man. You know, you see what I mean? We are prehistory man. They are modern. You see, they label themselves for you to know them. They only look and talk like us. They are not us. And make up church and all that. They're vast difference between us and them. Now, so listen, I'm telling you all out there, stop going to church. Because if you read the World History Textbook, you will know for sure they disguise themselves from going to the World History Textbook and behave like, you know, they are the real people. You know what I mean? And if you're looking real good at what they write, you will know they are monkeys talking. White people are monkeys, and it doesn't matter what they say, and they are in charge of the money and the thing like that. They give you Social Security. Let me tell you something. They are not going to give you no more Social Security. They're going to go to Europe, and that's a place where they belong. Okay? So if they think that they are going to stay in our territory, in our kingship jurisdiction, they make a sad mistake, because this is where a lot of things are going to happen for them. They don't belong among us. And that is where their trouble comes in. Okay? Just as how they get shot down from the Mars Phobos moonlet, they are going to get destroyed right here on the planet Earth. These white people will get destroyed. And see, we haven't, look how many of us they kill. And we never going to Europe and try to do them anything. Even right here, where they come. We don't try to attack them and do all kinds of stuff, but that's what they do to us. Well, I told you the difference between them and us, that their second development is described this way. A second stage of early development appeared as Homo erectus. They come from the hominin species around 1.5 million years ago. And this was the time when what they are calling a second stage of hominid went up to Europe 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus. It's them. It's nobody else. Ask white people where they come from and they can't tell you. They cannot tell you that. And look, when I'm going to tell you about them have government, that was one of the worst things that they did. Used to talk about AD and Adam and Eve. And make themselves sodomite. All the Pope is the prime sodomy from hell. And he is the head of their church and all that kind of thing. And get we into it? No. Well, you know what? It's only that there's going to be a residue of a large number of people who are not worth anything. A lot of us are, you know, we only know that we look different from these sodomite primates. But we are on the same level like them because of what happened to us 100,000 years ago. And if you don't get to find that out, your brain is locked in to believing nonsense. You see what I mean? That's what is happening. And they intend to lead you because we subscribe to their institution. So the best thing I can do is what I'm doing right now so you understand where the problem lies. These folks can have their government in Europe, where it tells you they go 1.5 million years ago, not in the Western world. What are they doing in the Western world then? Why? It is because of the act that they did 100,000 years ago, right? And on top of that, they were able, the impregnation that occurred when they do the back crossing and the introgression and miscegenation, they start to talk because they get our blood mixed with theirs and our brain start to rotten after that. Today, Africa, give over leading role to them. You know, how does that happen? But it happened. Africa government brain went into the ditches. So whatever it is that gave them the idea, collecting money from these primates and say they are a world power and stuff like that. No, look at the calamity that these white people have done. They kill more of us than it never happened before, not in our history, 200,000 years of history, civilized history. Nobody did these things, but they came to do it in the last 100,000 years. Okay, well, they have courthouses out there to say, you committing crime. But where do they get the law from? Where the federal law come from? Because they coming all the way from just 509 BC with their political activities. But what happened before that? Was their government before that? Oh, a long time ago. And the name is kingship. And that's civilized government. If you don't hear what I say, that is civilized government on record. And if you Google it with the Sumerian, you will find out no Europe civilization never exists. Okay? So if you don't understand where we are, too unfortunate, right? Too unfortunate ignorance. But one monkey, they say, don't stop the show. For the African people who fail to understand what's going on, you know what? You will perish, right? Because civilization is alive and well, and it is for those who can see. And now, these faggot white people will go back to Europe where they come from because their AD and Adamani don't have not even ashes mingled together with little cement to make a foundation. Because Jesus never exists. Nothing that they have in the Bible exists. You see what I mean? Nothing. So the only thing they have that they can count on is the institutions that they say they have, you know, record for and stuff like that. But it's not civilized things. There's no civilized instrument to what white people come and destroy us and set up for themselves. We are the ones with the kingship government. We have succession rights to rule, not them. You see, you can't prove that anywhere. So I'm telling you where we come from, contrasted with them. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to make warm in colder areas. All right? That's them. Here is the difference. Around 250,000 years ago, a third crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. So clearly, if they have hominid species, like it is said, from hominin to sapien, the new species is sapien. It's us. It's Neanderthals. It's the wise sapien that come from the sapien, wise sapien. That's it. How these white people are coming to call themselves Homo sapiens. They did that dirty, dastardly, nasty stuff that causes our brain to lose its orbital power. You see what I mean? That's what happened. Now, there are some of us who escape, okay, to find out what the truth is from the record of the past. That's all there is to that. Now, it is clear they had no civilization at all, beyond 100,000 years ago. It is after that breach of sexuality that they got our blood that only hybrid could give them. Hybrid human being, anatomic, is a breach that they commit. When they talk about talking serpent, they're talking about themselves. Because we are a talking serpent just come suddenly out of nowhere to Adam and Eve in a garden. It's a lie. So if we don't get to understand what's going on, it's going to be a tug of war on a whole bunch of African people who don't know what they are thinking or what they are doing. And the only thing they know is Jesus Christ died for the sin. None of those things are true. You're reading in the Bible that no Jesus never existed nowhere. And only if you read properly, you will find out it's not one place, not two places, not three places. I mean, a host of different places in the Bible that deny that there is any Jesus or God that
is conveyed in the Bible for real.
No, they are talking about God and Jesus, God this and Jesus that, and both Jesus lying and both God lying, because the two of them are perfect. So why is it Adam and Eve were not created perfect? And it doesn't matter which way you look on the Adam and Eve story. These sodomite idiots, they want to like tell you that, oh, they sin against God. Oh, God is the author and creator of Adam and Eve, according to the Bible. Ain't that right? Yeah. So where the logic come from to say Adam and Eve, who are created from clay, dust of the ground, how then that God and Jesus, who are perfect creator of everything, they make everything to obey God's laws, right? Then how is it only Adam and Eve, they created with insufficient sense? There is nowhere in the Bible it proved that they were created perfect. It does not. So the fact is, but you read all over the Bible where it is saying God is perfect. And he and Jesus decide to make these two people long before they create heaven and earth. The whole thing is a lie. But if they're telling a lie, it must make sense. Now, you don't accept these white people going up and set up court system, school system, system, all kind of system based on these old bunch of foolishness that people are believing. You don't do that. You're going to overlook that this bureaucracy that they create called AD Anno Domini, it's an ape sodomite thinking. It don't come from anywhere that is rest on any civilized foundation. We don't allow them to do that and own every single square inch of place all over the planet. Nothing civilized is created by these sodomite white people. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them for real. So, I tell you, this is where we come in. We are the sapien, wise human being. It don't say they are wise at no place at all that represent them. It don't show them be wise. No, they get wise now, wiser than us now. Rare. Why? And they don't tell you about the interbreeding that they did, why they start to look like us and talk like us and every other thing like us. But their genome is still the same, because they show you that they are ready to kill off all of our culture and leave them alone. They are the greatest on planet Earth as far as they're concerned. Now, that is only happening because we have lost our minds. That's all that there is. Because now, nobody's able to like tell me that I'm reading a wrong place in history. Nobody's able to tell me that. So it means I have the authority by law to drive them out every square inch around the planet. They're going to go back to Europe because we have the goods, we have the law, we have the government, not them. And I'm telling you, they're going to go. It's order for them to go. You see, because the furthest that I'm going to go is where I am able to exercise the power of the law and order them to leave verbally. And after that, they will find out where they really are. It's for me to like put it out there and let them know that, and let our own people know that they better stop following these faggot homosexual primates, monkeys, and all of their establishment go down into the muck. Their Christianity and everything naughty after that go down into the dust.
And clearly, we are distinguished in history from these sodomite fucking asshole white people. We different from them, and they can't go back to where you come from, you know. Reverse your step and go back there, because this is not a joke. 250,000 years ago, you see, crucial stage in our development, in the species, wise species development, not theirs. Us, we are not an extension of primate. You see what I mean? We don't come from them. It says a new species. It's not their species. They're talking about they have, primate species among that taxonomic group. Our taxonomic group is not primate. Okay? And if you feel uncomfortable about that, I do not. I also get legal education. And whoever want to be afraid of these primates, okay, sodomites, they are the only homosexual who don't, they don't even have any blush, no shame about fucking assholes. And they still can't find out that vagina is different from assholes, although they may be close together. But I tell you what, you're close together, but you don't get baby out of asshole. You don't. Okay? And conception don't go via to the asshole either. Okay? So just know that. Just know that. They don't have no shame. It shows you that they're coming from a different taxonomic, a different species. Okay? So let's go for it. And you'll find out how well you fare, okay, on the side of logic and what is brilliantly known as the fact of life. And so it says, two distinct subgroup, Neanderthals and wise sapien, both developed from the one and only wise sapien species. My friends, there you have it. You can sit out there and let these nasty white people, they come here and fool you. No, we have a full record of where they're coming from and who they are today. Talking about modern people. Hey, everywhere you go, you see them hedging around trying to say something to squeeze in for people to believe in what they're saying. Primate, a family, hominid, that includes human and their fossils. No, not human, because they only look like humans, but they're not. They're not anthropic. Too many things that divide them from us. You see what I mean? And that's what they're doing, because now they are guarding the internet and talking all the things. I'm like, what Africa should be doing for the world? Africa not doing it because they're under the weather, their mental, downfall, you know, the fall of man. The fall of man that they write about in the Bible don't include white people. It does not include them because they don't have anything to fall from. Can you see what I mean? They don't fall. They were never any sinners, right? They don't fall from nowhere. They carry out their act. And we feel the vibration and the harm of what they do, and we need to get ourselves back on track. But you don't consider these folks to be anybody, because their genome remain the same, their taxonomy remain the same, and whatever little change they got, it's able to talk. That's big deal. It's big deal. Able to talk. But where does it put them to be a positive sapien
family. They don't come over our family, no, because what they do is a criminal act. You see what I mean? It's a criminal act. As far as we know about civilized life, for us, it's a criminal act that they did. They don't get anything plus for what they did, right? And they need to keep themselves away from us because they have racist blood. You see, anybody we are talking about, they're marrying to them and stuff like that. It's because we are lost. Our brain is lost. Katanji were married to this white guy. Look at her. The woman is as lost of error, but she is good to be judged on the AD on a Domini because she's lost. Right? And so many of our people are lost. Well, those are remnants. Their eyes will be open. And they will no longer believe the nonsense in Christianity. All right. So that is that. Now, it gets me back to this. And I'm going to, like, play your tune and come right back.
Please don't guide the friendly. by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay.
I thank you for holding on there, and you're listening to the Doc Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred. And that gets us to this portion of the show now. First century BC, Europe politician Cicero affirmed Elohim kingship directs and governs the world. That's what he says. Way back in the first century BC. That's what they were saying back there. Right? So you're talking about almost 3,000 years ago. All right. Let's talk about real civilized things. Now, as I was saying to you about the difference between white people talking about their modern people, distinguish between the two species I just defined to you. One came about 3.5 million years ago, and the other came 250,000 years ago. And it tells you it's a different species. It is not a primate species. It's not hominid at all. And here, this piece of reading. Anatomically, hybrid humans started to exit, to leave Africa, right? So you understand what kind of human being is the anatomic. A-N-A-T-O-M-I-C, right? So it begins here to say, anatomically, hybrid humans started to exit Africa for the first time, at least 200 years ago, along their journey across the globe, they encountered and admixed with other hominids that are now extinct. And who are those hominids? Hominids? It's the Homo erectus. This is where the fall of man came about, what they're writing in the Bible and lying and misrepresenting what happened. But enough that we have a clue from what they're writing in the Bible. It's not inspired word in the Bible. It's these sodomites writing those things, right? But here, this act that I am reading is what they call the fall of man in the Bible that we are thinking about. It's some had a kind of fall of man, which is still understood in the negative sense, but they don't want to open up for people to know exactly what really transpired, how and what. Yes, so it created an admixture into their system with other hominid. But with hominids. Okay. Not with other, because it's not, we're not talking about the same kind. Okay. Type. Yeah. So they encountered encountered an admixture of blood with hominids are extinct, such as blood with admixture of blood with hominin that are not extinct. Oh no, I'm getting a little overwhelmed here. It says they encountered an admixture of blood with hominids that are now extinct, right? And like I say, the Homo erectus. And yes. Such as the Neanderthals. Yes. Such as the Neanderthals. So the Neanderthals also encountered the admixture. Right? They were not they were not leaving Africa, though. The Neanderthals were not leaving. And I think this is not well explained. So you're talking about the anatomic human is not the Neanderthals, though Neanderthal is one of the subgroup with the wise sapien, right? So what we're talking about, this particular problem or incident that is creating all of the trouble is only with the anatomical, okay? The anatomical got into trouble after these primates had defiled the Neanderthals, right? And this is the way I think, with the hominins, that is extinct now. Yeah, okay, extinct. And then this was AFTER, and this was after MINID. This was after the hominids VIOLATED violated after the hominid violated, they violated the Neanderthals, our sapien. Or sapiens, Neanderthals. Cool. So that we have that straight now. Now, given, let's see, given the deep divergence time between ancient hominids and modern Cro-Magnon, such as admixture event, left molecular traces in non-African population that are still visible today in their genome over the past few years. There is accumulating evidence to suggest that these segments of archaic DNA have the potential to contribute to the phenotypic contribute to phenotypic differences between contemporary individuals and populations B. Yet, stand the genuine contribution of the archaic allergies to the genetic architecture of complex traits. It is necessary to account for the diverse selective pressures that have acted upon introgressed allergies. Here we discuss recent finding on how natural selection, either negative or positive, has shaped the landscape of Neanderthals, Neanderthal ancestry in the genomes of modern Eurasian, and comment on the contribution of archaic to present day phenotypic variation. The cost of Neanderthal introgression. It has been suggested that the vast majority of allergies that Neanderthals contributed to modern humans were delirious, what they contributed to modern man, were deleterious. As deleterious. Okay. You're fooling me here. You say it was deleterious. Where is that? Contribution to modern man. He says, the allergies that Neanderthals contribute to modern humans are deleterious. I would like to know what that word is, what it means. Deleterious means causing harm or damage. Imagine that. You see that? So they are saying that the allergy, allelies. All right. And I want to get this. They are saying the Neanderthals pass on something deleterious. All right, so I want to know. A sample, right? So this word that they use, alleles, all right? Let's see what alleles is. Okay. One of two or more alternative form of a gene that arises by mutation and are found at the same place on a chromosome. So they are saying that this was harmful, right? So they are the ones who are doing harm to the Neanderthals, and then now they are saying that the Neanderthals contributed to modern alleles. You know, it has been suggested, imagine this, suggested that the vast majority of alleles that Neanderthals contributed to modern man. So, I mean, this is something serious. Humans were delirious. The low genetic diversity available Neanderthals' genomes indicates, indeed, that they had a limited effective population size, but tenfold smaller than that of the modern humans. Consequently, natural selection is expected to have been less efficient at removing delirious mutation from the genome of the Neanderthals than from the genome of modern humans. So modern human is the mixture of Neanderthals with Neanderthals. So all they are talking now means something else, at least the way I'm looking at it. They are saying that it passed on something bad to the modern man, right? And it says consequently, I'm saying that the Neanderthals was a lot smaller group, right? Natural selection is expected to have been less efficient at removing deleterious mutation from genome of Neanderthals than from the genome of the humans using forward simulation. Harris and Nielsen have shown that prior to the admixture event, modern humans had higher fitness than Neanderthals, owing to a lower burden of deleterious allergies. You hear that? Now, they were interbreeding with a different species. You see, and you hear the way they're talking about it, like it's nothing. And it's like, is dealing with the Neanderthals was the problem. But Neanderthal wasn't looking them. They were looking the Neanderthals and get rid of their flat faced man of Kenya. You see? So they're behaving like they didn't get anything from the Neanderthals, like they get the you know, something that is harmful from the Neanderthal. And that's not what this sense of it to me mean. They are the one who was living with the Neanderthal for almost about 18,000 years, a crossbreed with them, and look like human being. My friends,
You know, it's a lot of foolishness going on in the world. And because we don't have anybody on our side to advocate for us with these kind of stuff, these white people are getting away with it with, you know, I mean, with what they're not supposed to have. You see, they're not supposed to have any support on their side. But because our people lose their mind and we don't have that, well, I can't go into the history and to know what those chemistry is all about. But I'm using the best of my common sense. But all I do know is the portion of facts that is sufficient for me and for us to understand that these folks, you know, they're the one who's going around and trying to fuck everybody else. I don't see where anybody was trying to go out and hunt them for sex. They're the one who are killing everybody else. You see, and we don't have anybody to take care of the problem. But what I am taking care of is going to be enough that, you know, that these white people don't come from. Now, let me go to another portion of information that we have time to do. And I'm going to, like, read some of this to you. It's our B was here. I didn't know that. She didn't log in. She did not log in. Let's see. No, I don't see where she log in or anything. All right. So be it. Okay, so I want to read to you, and important things that has to do with our history, that because of the church, this information is not published enough for us to understand or to have this information, this knowledge of what is real, what is civilized information. And we have something good that happened in South Africa where a group of scientists has gone over into South Africa, deep inside, about 150 miles inside. South Africa, the tip of South Africa. And that is an institution, research company, International Research Society, right? There's a link that you can get that was done, you know, I mean, official, I mean to say, it is officially done for worldwide publication. And I have a link here that can expose you to the full story of what they discover. Civilization in South Africa, long before civilized human beings were created. Okay, and it is something that all of us need to know as a basic education, for the church has really destroyed our brain with foolishness when it comes to civilization and what it is. So I have the link, and anybody wants this link, just come and show yourself up. I'll give it to you. The creation of man seems to be described as a type of cloning and what we would today consider in vitro fertilization.
The result was a hybrid or evolved human enhanced with enhanced intellect who could perform a physical duty of the worker gods and also take care of the needs of all the gods. We are told in other texts that the expedition came for gold and that great quantity were mined and shipped off the planet. Community in South Africa was called Abzu and was the prime location of the mining operation. Since these events appear coincide with the dates of mitochondrial Eve, for example, 150,000 to 250,000 BP. And appear to be located in the richest gold mining region on the planet, Abzu. Some researchers are thinking the Sumerian legend may in fact be based on historical events rather than it being the event. The Sumerians are not the event, but they are historical parts of the event of the gods. This information began to spread 6,000 years ago, after the gods have been in South Africa for hundreds of thousands of years gone by. According to the same text, once the mining expedition ended, it was decided that the human population should be allowed to perish in a flood, which was predicted by the astronomer of the gods. Apparently, the cyclical passage of the home planet of the gods, Nibiru, was going to bring it close enough to the orbit of Earth that its gravity would cause oceans to rise and flood the land, putting an end to the hybrid species, Homo sapiens, except for we are not Homo. we are wise sapien, and that's error in printing here. According to the story, one of the gods had sympathy for the particular human, Zuzandra, and warned him to construct a boat to ride out the flood. This eventually became the basis for the story of Noah in the book of Genesis. And my friends, I want to tell you, it's about what I have to tell you or to talk about today, that in some way or other, you make use of what I have to say. And I think we have come to a point where we realize that we don't worth much of anything except the purity that we live. That's all we have. But apart from that, we could have been dead and gone long time ago, a few thousand years ago in the flood, you know. But to make our life continue was at the mercy of someone in the God's rule decided they wanted us, our life that they created to work for them, that we could go on enjoying this life that we have here today. So looking at the world population and things like that, it's very important, like the issues that I'm talking about, I mean, steers us towards, let's say, a perception and an evaluation of what we are worth as people. No, this thing with the church that is telling us to be saved and Jesus Christ is something that we are to toss away, because it's not true. It is not true. And it is good to get the right perspective of who we are and the foundation of our life and walk these sodomite white people out of our territory. Because we are the heir of wealth and control over the life on earth. These people have taken us down somewhere where if we don't come to the knowledge of the truth, we're going to perish. No joke about that. But I don't intend to perish at all. And I intend to see that we live our lives the way we are, but not with these sodomites that is making law to make us start fucking assholes. If we don't find ourselves, we'll find our lives perishing on the other side. You know? So I hope that, my friends, you get to find out something from what I'm saying. Go through a lot of, you know, struggle to try to explain certain things. But, hey, I'm trying so that anybody who wants to, like, get a little something that will plant their foot, in more cool and coherent way to live, may, you know, find out something from what I'm saying. If you don't find anything, there's no way of me making you find anything. But I'm talking, and you are listening, and I'm not about to go astray from what I'm saying. And my view is, out of my stumbling and stuff like that, somebody is going to, like, understand that there is a difference between you've been created to be a servant, and then you have a New Testament where these white people comment about you, you know, I mean, Adam and Eve sin, and you have sin, and Jesus come to die for your sin. They are making a story out of our creation, and they were not created like us. But they are writing a Bible to make it seem like they and us were created by this spirit God. You know, if we don't get a hold of the right information, we will perish for believing foolishness. All right? So I am going in the direction where I have a sense of what makes sense from what don't make sense. Because in the long run, we are only confused when we grow up into the church. And it's difficult for us to start doing something to go the knowledge way instead of going believing way, believing in nothing, right? Line upon line, precept upon precept. That's the way I'm going. I may not have the fluency to talk it out, man, but hey, I think somebody can help me because I know I'm going in the straight direction, in the right direction, right? And I'm not here to like show off on nobody. I'm just talking the way I can, right? And if I can follow it, I think there's something I'm saying that may make you conscious and get to find out, say, don't live foolish with your life because you have a spirit inside of you to live clean and to wherever eternity will lead, you are a clean person. If there is a eternity out there with something for us after we are dead, we will get it. But if you don't, you perish, you see. So you take good care and see you on the next edition. Let's see, what is...